The bells of my heart are ringing, because I know that my Lord is able to supply all our need. The storehouses of grace are filled to overflowing, and the quantity is of such abundance that it is inconceivable to these hearts and minds of ours. We deal with earthly and temporal limits, while God deals with the illimitable and eternal. The measure of God's giving is always to overflowing. The apostle stated, "Who giveth to all men liberally," and there is no end to his beneficence and no lack in his inexhaustible supply. Does it not seem tragic that, with all this, there is such spiritual poverty? Is it not a matter that should cause us to pray and to seek his face in order that we may discover the link which is missing in the chain of revealed and recognized truth? Surely, when he has enough, and that enough is backed by his promise, then undoubtedly there is something missing somewhere when we continue in our sorrows and our needs. In this dispensation of grace, with an open door to the presence of God himself, we can arrive at but one conclusion, that faith is the quality or power by which the things desired become the things possessed. It is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is the nearest to a definition of what faith is, even in the inspired word. In spite of its potency, it is somewhat of an intangible commodity. You can't weigh it or confine it in a container. It is almost like trying to define energy in the realm of physics in one comprehensive statement. We are told that the atom is a world within itself, and that the potential energy contained within such a tiny universe is so great that it makes the mind of the layman bewildered. But define it, or attempt to, and you will run into difficulties. Faith, too, is like that. There have been times when I have felt it stealing over the soul until I have dared to say and do things which, had allowed reason to take charge of affairs, I would have hesitated to say and do, though it came, perhaps, only as big as a grain of mustard seed. It flowed through word and act with irresistible power, until people stood in wonder at the mighty works of the Lord. One thing I do know, and that is, I cannot produce faith. Neither in me nor in you are there the ingredients or qualities which, when mixed or put together, will make even a mustard seed of Bible faith. If this be true, are we not foolish to attempt to bring about results without it? If I want to cross a lake and find there is no way to reach the other side, except by boat, would it not be foolish of me to struggle to get across without a boat? The thing I should seek is the boat, not the other side of the lake. Get the boat, and it will take you there. There are certain things which we receive by faith and only by faith. There is not the slightest ambiguity regarding that in the word. Rather, it sets forth a clear declaration of the truth. Now, where do we get the faith which will take us across our lakes? The answer to this question is positive and sure. Between the covers of the sacred book, there is mention made of faith as the gift of God, and faith as a fruit of the Spirit. Whether it be gifts or fruit, however, the source and origin of faith remains the same. It comes from God. There is no other source of faith, for it is the faith of God.